So let's talk a little bit about T-cell lymphoma. Let's hear about your 74-year-old man.
Yep. So he is a now 74-year-old. He was diagnosed in 2014 with peripheral T-cell lymphoma not otherwise specified, which is the most common T-cell lymphoma in this country.
How did he present?
So he was sick, and this is very typical for these patients. So rapidly progressing abdominal pain. He had a 60-pound weight loss. He had massive splenomegaly when he was finally diagnosed, and he really got his initial workup done because he was hypercalcemic.
Wow.
So he was really a sick guy. So his workup showed that he had stage four disease and he had bone involvement, which is certainly something that happens with these more aggressive lymphomas.
That 60-pound weight loss is really impressive. How much did he weigh, and he lost his appetite, or what was going on? Was he obstructed? What was going on?
He just completely lost his appetite. And that's very common with T-cell lymphomas to see really significant B symptoms. He did not have fevers, but the weight loss was very impressive. And I'm sure it was from the splenomegaly and the disease itself.
What was his general condition before that time? What was he doing?
So he was a retired police officer, so somebody who was really used to being in control. And it's hard for folks like that when they are reduced to something that they never thought they would be reduced to, losing 60 pounds and not being able to get out of bed.
So he had been previously healthy?
Yes.
So healthy 74-year-old man, all of a sudden just cataclysmically losing weight, a lot of tumor, big spleen. Could you feel his spleen on the physical exam?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was probably halfway to his pelvis.
Wow.
Yeah. It was one of those spleens you could see across the room when someone got on the exam table and lifted up their gown. Yeah.
So it sounds like things have been pretty rough since that point. What's been going on?
They have been rough. So he started CHOP, which again is not great therapy for T-cell lymphoma, but it's still where we start. And he progressed through therapy, which is never good. You know, it's never good when patients progress while on therapy. So he got switched to GemOx, which is a gemcitabine-based regimen, and he had a phenomenal response to that.
That's really interesting. So he had a complete response,
He did.
although he walked right through CHOP.
Yeah, we were not expecting that.
Wow, interesting. Did he start feeling better?
He did. He actually felt better initially on the CHOP. And, you know, patients rarely feel as bad as they do when they're diagnosed because they know what's happening and we're watching them. So even when they start to feel bad again, it's hardly ever like it was in the beginning. But he got GemOx, he got into a complete remission. Now, he was somebody who, you know, when you're primary refractory, you're going the aggressive route. So he earned that, unfortunately. So he underwent a non-myeloablative or reduced intensity transplant from a child, a haploidentical child, in late 2014. And he really did well for essentially 3 years, which is sort of strange that he was so refractory initially and then got 3 years of remission from the transplant. But he very recently has relapsed, and the second he walked in the exam room, I knew he had ascites, and he was talking about not being able, he was in bed like 22 hours a day, and it was really, you know, yes, and we worked him up and scanned him and biopsied him and all of those things just to make sure, because anybody who treats lymphomas, you know that these things, they can switch up, different things can happen. You never make assumptions about what's going on.